This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin has announced he'll retire in October after 28 years with DPD. Pazin became chief in 2018. His tenure was marked with multiple excessive force lawsuits and complaints over the department's handling of the 2020 George Floyd protests. Pazin also stated the city's hotspot program to target violent crime. Mayor Michael Hancock has nominated DPD Division Chief Ron Thomas to be the next chief. Thomas will run day-to-day operations until he's confirmed by city council. Two Denver nonprofits will soon be offering reparations for the nation's history of unfair treatment of black people. As many as 45 grants of $5,000 to $16,000 each will be available for eligible residents, businesses, or nonprofits. Arthur McFarlane II is the vice chairperson of the Denver Black Reparations Council. He says recipients will be those who have experienced systemic racism.
They should be African-American-led organizations or African-American individuals who have innovative ideas. But we are clearly looking at this in terms of reparations.
The group Black Resilience in Colorado will also offer grants. The application period opens September 6th and ends in late October. NASA plans to take a second shot at launching an uncrewed mission to the moon. Liftoff for Artemis 1 was set for last Monday, but an engine problem delayed those plans at the last minute. Now the launch is set for Saturday, but storms forecast for Florida this weekend could push it back again. The star of the mission is the Orion capsule, which was built in Colorado and could return Americans to the moon in the next couple years. In Denver, it's 87 degrees. This is CPR News.